And this was when we met you. Aboard the steamer!
I remember, yes. I was telling you where I was heading and why.
A position. Perhaps if all went well, chief editor of a new journal. A stable income.
Yes, and of course, my engagement.
Yes, of course, your engagement.
When you began to tell me a tale.
You cannot escape us, Edgar.
What did you say? Excuse me. I'm afraid you've caught me at a bit of a disadvantage. I'm sure we've met. You seem so familiar. What did you say your names were?
You'll never escape us.
Your names!
I'm sorry. I can't seem to place you.
Of course. I'm William Wilson.
Marie Roget.
Arthur Gordon Pym.
Roderick Usher.
They call me Lenore.
And I'm Annabelle Lee.
No.
Edgar!
No, stay away from me! No, I know who you are! How dare you insult me! How dare you mock me!
Edgar, you cannot escape who you are!
No! I'll show you! A man can change! A man can escape his past!
Then we docked.
He grabbed my bombazine coat.
And my old straw hat.
And he turned and he rushed from the boat!
There was a man, a most peculiar.
We followed him.
As we always did.
Whenever he ran away.
Edgar.
And his tail, a most peculiar.
He ended up in a bar in Baltimore.
Those who found him said he showed up in a state of confusion and utter disorientation.
They said he was soaked to the skin and wore clothes which to him clearly did not belong.
That he shouted of foul plots and sinister plans aimed at doing him grievously wrong.
They said that he ranted and raved at someone.
Something.
An hallucination.
Some figment of his imagination. For they said he was all alone.
And all he loved alone.
But we were there with you. We were always there with you.
You were never alone.
You see, without you, Edgar, we wouldn't exist.
And without us, you would have been nothing.
For we are your nightmares, we are your dreams. We are all you created. We are all that you are, and all that you've been. All that you've loved and you've hated. Yes, we are your curse, and we are your gift. We can anchor you, set you adrift. Eternal friends and mortal foes. Your greatest joys, your deepest.
There was a man, a most peculiar.
He was taken to hospital, where his condition seemed rapidly to decline.
And after 3 days, doctors said sadly, 'twas only a matter of time.
So love us and hate us, destroy us, create us. You we will never abandon.
No.
Please, let this crisis, this danger be past. Let this lingering illness be over at last. Let this fever called living all lie in the past. Let this fever called living be over.